Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A healthy diet and consistent exercise may slow decline in some early stage Alzheimer's disease patients. A healthy diet and consistent exercise may slow decline in some early stage Alzheimer's. Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop!
I'm kidding, of course. The study published in
That's
the Journal of Alzheimer's
not
Research.
Not okay.
The feeling I had when Carla and Michael came back out, all you want to say is, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. All I said to Carla was, I just, no matter what you're doing it with me today. You and Michael are with me all day. This
was it awkward at the waxing?
My bikini waxing?
Yes.
Yeah, it was very, very uncomfortable when that happened.
I go 7 weeks sometimes without sending out a picture of myself. It's no big deal.
Yes, this is true. And when was the last time you and Carrie were seen in public?
Gosh, I guess it would have to be January 6th. It was terrific. She still has the hat.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you here, and what an interesting Monday. It's really, really glad. I'm really, really happy to be here today.
It is glad.
It is a glad day. It is a 100% glad day. Over the weekend, you may have seen the tease for the show where I talked about automobiles. Let's talk cars if we can. I have to say this, that the electric revolution has finally arrived at the O'Mara household. And it's special. I feel privileged, and I feel delighted, and I feel that this is the future. Somebody was talking to me, a smarter guy than me, saying that, you know, 11, 12 years down the road, it's going to be electric. That's just the woogie, yes. That's the way of the world. That's the way we're going to be. So to be in the electric world, let's do that. Now, a lot of people have contacted me online and say, what are you thinking about? What are you going to get? I thought that somebody had mentioned to me, go out and show your garage. Was that you, Rob? People wanted me to go out and show the garage. Or
well,
Josh,
once it's straightened up, yeah. I think we, I mean, people love to see a peek behind the scenes.
And I wanted to see the unveiling with the pipe and drapes all wrapped around.
Yeah.
The car, like in an auto show.
Yes.
Right?
We never discussed that idea on the show of actually using the pipe and drapes to protect the car from prying eyes.
Right. Well, it's an expensive car, and it's a car
expensive
that
pipes.
I bought used to take the depreciation on it, but it's still electric, boogie, woogie, woogie. And I could flap my gums about it all day long, but I think what would do us better would be just to go to the videotape that I made where you get to see the car. This is a good video day. If you're not watching the video, you're not going to see the car. And, you know, why don't we, Rob, how about we just go right to the videotape? Does that make sense?
It does. It does, Warner. Let's do
Let's
it.
Let's go to the video.
We'll go to the video. Do you want to?
Hi, everybody. Mike O'Mara here. Well, it's been an interesting morning. A lot of you have expressed curiosity over the new car that I got recently as far as replacing the old one that was Carla's car. I decided to go electric and decided to go with a BMW electric SUV. Unfortunately, a little out of my price range, so I picked it up used for the depreciation. And I'll tell you something, I've enjoyed driving this car. I really, really have. I'd like to give you a tour of the car if you come over here right now. Let's take a look at my brand new car. All right, take a look. There it is. Yeah, that's the ladies and gentlemen. All the technology you could possibly want from a vehicle. It's really been a good car for me for the.
You still have the medical bracelet on.
And, you do.
I really enjoy the way it tracks and the technology.
The front driver's side quarter is gone.
It's, one thing is they don't let you into the front of the car because that's where they do all the electronic work on it. That's interesting, isn't it? I'd show you the wheels, but unfortunately, this one seems to be missing. Let's take a look here.
There's no wheel.
As you can see, the airbags are very efficient. And Oh, did I mention this is my hospital band? I just was released a few minutes ago, but come on, let's take a look.
Like Mr. Robinson's
rear tire, and you see it's very, very lovely. Very, very nice automobile. And yeah, folks, this is Saturday morning at approximately 5 of 11. I was going to play golf, and a car spun out in front of me. I'm really, really happy to report that the lady that spun out, that I hit, blew a tire and cut across three lanes. I almost made it to the emergency lane, but it was not enough, and I hit her on her passenger side. And when I saw her standing up outside of the car, I was really, really happy yeah. about that. But this is my new used car that that I really enjoy driving for a little while. I mean, a very little while. So, yeah, I got in the worst wreck of my life. And, you know, hug those people that are close to you because I'm lucky to be upright. A good car is when you can leave a wreck like this without a scratch. So, Mike O'Mara from the towing yard getting ready to get my insurance card out of the car when they take it off the wrecking truck. Hi, everybody. This is Lauren from S&T Towing here in Fort Myers, Florida. She's responsible for collecting this this little vehicle that I love for a very short period of time. Lauren, how you doing? Thanks for coming on the show.
Good, thank you. Thanks
we appreciate it. You've done a few of these. How many cars like this? Wrecks. You clean up wrecks, basically,
yes.
right?
Yep.
And how many do you think you've done the whole time you've been doing it?
I couldn't tell you.
Thousands?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Mm-hmm. Hundreds. And I think I feel pretty lucky to have walked away.
I would say you're definitely very lucky to have walked away the way that you did.
Yeah, and I don't think it's salvageable, do you?
I mean, there's minor damage. A little bumper cover and a wheel, you should be fine.
Well,
back on
you.
The road.
Thank you for picking my car up off the side of the highway. And I really do feel lucky to be alive. So I'm recording everything for some reason. and she was very nice because the office is closed today. She's got her kids to pick up. And she waited for us so I could get my stuff out of the car. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
S&T Towing, Fort Myers. If you're ever in an accident, whether you like it or not, she's going to clean it up for you. One last thing I wanted to add, and this is serious. They asked me in the after I was transported by ambulance to the emergency room, they asked me probably no shortage of six times, were you wearing a seatbelt? And the outcome of an accident like this, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, is a hell of a lot worse. So please remember, above all else, and I mean this sincerely, wear your seatbelt. Hug those people that are close to you. I feel very lucky to have walked away from this. Have a great day.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that. Now, Mike, the one question I have
Saturday
to ask,
morning, 7:30 a.m.
Do you think you could have avoided the accident if you weren't texting?
That's funny.
I'm kidding,
that
of course.
That is so much fun.
I got the text, you know, early from Carla and called, and they she was at the point where she said, he says he's all right. Not that the doctors or anybody said you were all right. He says he feels all right. But I know that when you walk away from something like that, the adrenaline is crazy. So what did you feel like when you stepped? And I'm surprised also you have no black eyes from the airbags.
Let me tell you, take you through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm playing early in the morning on Saturday morning, and I'm on a interstate that many people have traveled, Interstate 75 on the west coast of Florida, that cuts all the way down from you know, the middle of the country all the way down to across the tip of Florida into Miami, and it's Interstate 75. So I'm driving down. I've got about a 20-minute drive to get from my exit to the exit where I play with my mates down there, and it's light traffic, which is really, really refreshing. I was in the middle lane, and in front of me, I would say four or five car lengths, I see some dust, some smoke
right.
come up. I didn't know what it was. And then I see a lady starting to spin out, and I said, oh, there must be a wreck up there. And it happened, you know, like these things do. It happens so very, very fast. Later, I would find out that she blew a tire, and she was in the left lane going at a you know, pretty decent clip. I was going at a clip. It's, you know, the speed limit's 70
sure.
on I-75. So I see her, and this is when things start to slow down and then speed up really fast. And she's four or five car lengths, and I see her car starting to spin.
Actually turn, yeah.
And then it was almost like she caught a wheel. At this point, I'm in the far right-hand lane trying to get over as far to the right as I possibly can. And as soon as her car turns with the front of the car, you know, going to the right, I'm not doing this a very good job. I'm a professional broadcaster, kids. Try this at home. It's like she caught a tire or something, and she just took off because it just went straight across. And in the blink of an eye, there was no missing her.
Right.
And the impact was such that I've never felt anything like it. It was, you know, because I'm hitting her at probably at a minimum of a little under 70 miles per hour.
And she's moving at a great speed, too. And
she's at a great speed, too. I have no idea, you know. I only found it. I hit her, and that spun my car around. And so what you had was an impact point at the front left of my car and an impact point at the rear left of my car and the opposite on hers.
Yeah.
Right passenger side front, passenger side rear. I'm in the ditch. The car is kind of tilted from right to left, and I go to try to open my door, and I can't open it. What I would find out later is that when the airbags deploy, they have a like a cornstarch thing that comes out, and it resembles smoke. It feels like it's smoke.
Yeah.
And so I see the smoke in the car, and the only thing I can think of is electric vehicles catch on fire.
Sure.
Let me get the hell out as soon as I can. With my Herculean strength, I climb up towards the top of the vehicle. It's not on its side, but it's at an angle.
A rakish
and
angle.
I'm able to get the door open to the passenger side, and I crawl out of the passenger side. The
question for you, because I have every airbag deployed.
I don't know. I think my front and my side deployed.
And I'm not trying to be goofy here because I went through the same thing. Do you think at your heaviest you could have escaped the car by crawling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have.
Okay. Because the door opened. You didn't have to like do out a window or anything.
But I was freaked out.
Sure.
If I was in there and I couldn't get out, that would freak me out completely. Because that's when you don't. That's when the thoughts. Now that I'm reminiscing on it, the thoughts go to having one of those little hammer things that you use to break the window.
Yeah.
It was just you're stunned and you're not thinking clearly, and obviously the whole left side of the car is effed up when I do that. By the time I'm able to get out, there are people running over, and I pull myself out of the car, and then I stand up, and the first thing I see is I look out to the center of Route 75 of the interstate, and I see the woman's Honda Accord. She was in a maroon Honda Accord, and it looks to me like there's somebody talking to the driver, and I'm like, oh God, that's great. It's an amazing feeling when you see that person is okay. And both these cars at the speed we were going at, they protected us. Obviously.
Yeah.
And I walk over to the middle of the interstate. I'm having trouble getting a deep breath. I don't know why that was. It might have been the smoke, the cornstarch,
the dust,
or whatever the vapor that comes up when they
deploy. And also, I imagine you're a little keyed up. You know?
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But I'm checking to see, you know, what feels. And there's no feeling at all. You know, I don't have any pain.
So it's normal.
I don't. Yes, I'm numb from the neck down, which is a complete normal state for me. I walk out to her. I said, "Are you okay?" And she is like this, visually shaking like that. And
because she's meeting Mike O'Mara.
Hey, how about that? The first funny of the week comes from the guy in St. Augustine. That's awesome.
He was up all night with the writers.
It was surreal to do that. And then by this time we're hearing the sirens. The next thing I go over to the side, and I don't remember clearly a lot of what went on after that, but the phone rings. And no, the police got there before my phone rang. So the police come up to me, or they may have been emergency workers. I don't know who's coming up to me, but by this time you're hearing the sirens.
Yeah.
And I look over on the interstate, and all the lanes of the interstate are closed. They're all stopped. Nobody's getting by this.
Oh, you're that guy now.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm that guy that shut down the interstate Saturday morning at 7:30. If you're from Fort Myers, Florida, and you are going southbound on I-75, it's this guy.
Mike, in retrospect, makes you feel pretty powerful, doesn't it?
No. But thank you for mentioning that. What happened? Who sees me first? I don't remember whether it's the cops, whether it was the EMTs. I don't know. But they're asking me how I'm doing, and then they tell me to just put my butt on the car, and they're taking my vitals, and then at the scene they put the EKG on me. And
the stickers that they can attach
the cords
to.
They put the stickers. I'd have stickers. By the time I got out of the hospital, I had a lot of stickers on me. The only complaint I had was I was having trouble still getting a deep breath. And that freaks me out, because then your mind starts to wonder. My sister was an EMT. She used to talk about the paper bag effect, where the injuries, you don't see anything on the outside and it's all internal. But I think I'm doing okay. But I am having trouble getting a deep breath. But they seem to turn that into pain. Pain in the chest. And pain in the chest was the reason they popped me into the ambulance with the... Oh, my God.
So essentially, they kept asking you if you had any pain until you said you had pain.
And shout out to Wayne. Shout out to Wayne, the EMT, and Tyler, the EMT. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the help you guys gave me. That was nice. They transport the lady first, as they are coming over and checking my vitals, and she was complaining of the neck pain and the back pain, and I've got a heavier vehicle, so that's it. And I still, at this point, thought she was involved with another car. I thought it was another car that had hit her, and that's why I don't realize until later on, till I hear her say it, that she thinks she blew a tire. And that lady you saw that I interviewed at the tow yard said the tire for her vehicle, gonzo. Couldn't find that tire anywhere.
Like dissolved.
I don't know. She said no tire to be found. So they could. And mine.
Do you think there might have been looters?
Oddly enough, they do stop at cars that are wrecked on the side of the road.
Of course they do.
They said it's a thing. That's why the cops check thing. Yes,
it's also
Josh.
You're going so fast. Who knows how far down the road that tire is?
You never know.
That's true.
You do know one thing, man. When you're dealing with these professionals that kick ass doing their jobs, the Florida Highway Patrol, the county sheriffs, the EMTs, the firefighters, you realize just what pros we are we're dealing with here. And I am, every time they ask me, so how you doing? Are you able to get a good breath? I said, not quite yet. So that put me in the back of the ambulance. I was transported to the same hospital the lady was. I think she was coming down back from X-ray in the same hallway I was in. And she goes by, said, oh, how are you? How you doing? She said, I was just thinking of the same thing about you. How are you? I'm okay. She said, I am too. I said, oh, well, that's good.
That's great.
And the nurse working me at the time said, oh, man, we love to see that. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, with accidents, it doesn't normally happen like that. So that's
your ambulance ride, did they have you in a seat? Did they have you laying down?
They had me lying down. And they had, I don't know if they put an IV in me there or... I'm a little hazy about it.
Was it a liquid IV?
They didn't give me oxygen. No.
Nope.
My vitals were, my heart rate was up. Obviously, my blood pressure was up. But, and they said to me, we're going to transport at your age.
Oh, I hate that.
At your age, the stress of the... And you think of those guys that are doing fine, and then the stress of the thing, they go thump.
Yeah.
And it was... It was really the shakiness was all the way to the hospital, and I think maybe about once my son. Oh, I gotta. I'm sorry. I'm jumping all over the place.
Yeah, that's okay.
Automatically, the vehicle called my wife. And
oh yeah, you have that thing. I had
and
that
then
too.
She
it's
called,
wild.
And then she called me. And I talked to her, and she said I was shaky, but I was coherent, and I was talking to her, and that's right about the time the cops were talking to me. So you know, as I said, always the perfect timing. No, I'm just kidding. The feeling I get is that you don't realize how quickly stuff like this can happen.
Yeah,
and to be in that kind of an impact situation. I've been in my share of fender benders, but I've never been in a real auto accident like this. And the greatest feeling I had, the first best feeling I had, is when I realized that was the driver of that car that I had hit that was standing in the middle of the road talking to somebody. That was what I... the next thought I had was... my own ass, which is kind of what you experience when after the trauma's over, you kind of start thinking, okay, am I okay? Mm-hmm. And then a bit of euphoria, followed by, I want a record of this. Not to put on the show, but I want a record to have. I want to have pictures. I want to have video. I want everybody to see what's going on. And later in the day, I found myself wanting to share with, it wouldn't matter who I saw, a total stranger, a waitress at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I want to share with the world what happened, because that's the euphoria of I'm alive. I'm not severely injured. I'm not in the hospital permanently. I got out of the hospital. I felt like I have to share this with everybody. That's the feeling. Then late in the day, my wife and I come home, and I don't do naps, but I did a nap that day. I passed out exhausted, and early on passing out, I saw an impact again, and I jumped up on my easy chair, and I sat bolt upright, because did you flashback when you had your accident at all?
I dream about it.
I don't call it a flashback, but I dreamt about it.
I dream about it, yeah.
You dream about it?
Yeah, it's
it
replaced.
It freaked me out. I didn't like
that. It's replaced other nightmares in my head, yeah. So,
What would be the other nightmares we're talking about here?
Not being able to keep a show on the air, like not knowing where anything was in a studio.
Oh, wow.
Showing up to school, not knowing about a test.
Wow. That goes back a long way.
And, of course, my wedding.
the stuff of nightmares. So I think it's probably easier if you guys ask me questions, because I don't – I'm having a tough time with, recollections of every possible detail.
How long were you alone at the hospital? Like before Carla showed up, and I don't know if she brought Michael or not.
10 minutes or so, 15
that's
minutes.
That's not bad, because that's the most horrifying
part. That's where
part.
I think they put the IV in me. I'm trying to remember where they put the IV. Yeah, they put the IV in me at the hospital to get blood work, and then I was chest x-rayed and CAT scanned at the hospital.
And then
the doctor came by, another professional, great guy, and you know, gave me the lowdown. He said the last piece. He said I would start taking anti-inflammatories now, because in a day or two. But I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. I had when you get a little carpal tunnel.
Sure.
The worst.
I told you to cut that out, Mike.
The worst part of the impact. The only thing you say without a scratch. This is the teeniest little scratch.
Yeah.
Something hit my hand when I impacted, because this was still like numb, and other than that, that was it. The front airbag deployed on me and the side.
I'm surprised you don't have black eyes.
And it was weird, because when I saw the front airbag, it had gone back down. It looked like it was
well,
not
it was
fully,
done.
It was finished. It was completely.
It had completed, yes.
That's the way the airbags work. It's the one shot and they're done. Okay. But I remember.
Well, I know that. Just like I thought, so, they stayed inflated. That's what I thought.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
But then you wouldn't be able to get out of the vehicle.
Okay.
My airbag is different.
You just have all these airbags around you.
In the Subaru, Josh, you should see this.
Rob, be careful. Come on, let him. Go ahead. He's got a joke. Josh, you'll know this about Rob on the show. If Rob has a joke, he will not. No one will speak until it's delivered.
The Subaru airbag is different. It's Mylar, and it says, get well soon.
Now go ahead. Josh.
No, I was going to say, I was in a car accident a long time ago, and I remember the smell of the airbag sticking with me for weeks.
Yeah, does it smell like, it smells like balloons, doesn't it? Like that powdered stuff that makes balloons not stick together? Kind of? Am I speaking totally foreign to all of you? But I know a smell.
I know a little bit of what you're saying.
I thought it was smoke.
It was 20 years ago for me, so it smelled like burning.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought it was. It was burning, and that's why I wanted to get the hell out of the car, because I thought it was a burning situation.
Yeah, that was my first thought, was the batteries. How do they handle the batteries in an accident like that?
Yeah, because I thought electric car, new to me, and you know, and Dr. Pepper. I thought that was...
thought I was keeping it quiet.
No, you never keep it quiet. The
Tend
doctor
to inform, Mike.
The doctor at the hospital... indicated that the trauma will manifest itself in soreness, overall soreness. I've got tiny bits of it, nothing. I walked away with a scratch. That's
what I had, Mike, and I didn't have a scratch either. But when I went home and had the nap, and I was on a concussion protocol, so I wasn't supposed to be watching TV or using my phone or anything.
I didn't have that.
Okay, so I went home and I fell asleep on the couch, and when I woke up, I blame this on the adrenaline at the time. I had finally settled down, and tightness all through my neck and back from the tension, it finally revealed itself. Mm-hmm. So I think that it wasn't because of the actual accident I was in. It was because of the stress involved with the accident. Are you feeling any tightness? Like you need to have a chiropractor or anything?
I look back on the whole thing I was experiencing, and I think that was the stress. I think even more than the one paramedic or fireman, I'm not sure which, said to me that the powder that comes out when the airbags deploy can cause respiratory problems.
Okay.
So that might be it. But the longer it was from the accident, the more I calmed down and the more I was able to get a breath. And kudos to the first responders that did a really, really nice job, and the auto manufacturers of BMW and Honda that built cars that could have people, especially her, walk away. But when I saw my entire wheel lying flat on the ground, 10 inches away from the car, that makes you realize, you know, it really was an impact. And the thing that I keep flashing on is the impact itself.
Yeah.
The violence of the impact itself and what happened. Because that's that feeling when you know and you close your eyes. You close your eyes and you scrunch your eyes up because you know it's coming.
Right.
And then boom. And then afterwards you just you don't lose consciousness, but you kind of come to in a way. You know what I mean? You're sitting there.
The whole incident in your head takes an eternity.
Yeah.
And then when it's over, it's like you're back in real time. That's the way it was for me.
Right.
Now, when you scrunched up your eyes, was this is when you still had four car lengths ahead of you?
The biggest memory I had was I thought that there had been a wreck in front of me.
Yeah.
I thought that there had been a wreck. I didn't know that she had blown a tire, which is what it turned out to be.
Yeah.
And I don't think she knew either. She was that shaken up that she assumes she felt the vibration, and that's what it. And the police report indicated that she blew a tire. So I guess there was no other impact. The impacts were both from my car. So that was the only other car involved with me.
Were you pleased with the medical care?
Yeah,
I go in, and when I did that,
I didn't need it
so fast. It was.
I mean, I didn't need it. It was precautionary. I guess everything was.
Did they do a CT on you?
They did a CAT scan. Yeah.
Okay.
For my neck, and it freaked me a little bit when the doctor came in and said, "Well, you don't have a broken neck," and I think he was maybe trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But it was, and the thing about it is, I had a picture of the car. And the officer, I think it's the highway patrol guy, brings pictures to the ER because they show the ER people the accident so they can treat you based on that.
It makes
and
sense.
The first comment from the very first nurse in the ER was, "Holy shit." I remember that vividly. That was something that I truly remembered when they said that. So it was
it speaks a lot about modern car safety.
It really does.
And it
sure
really
does.
Would make me want to purchase that brand alone for the rest of my life walking away from something like that.
Yeah, well, I hope that's able
Here's
to happen.
Here's a pro tip, Mike. Yeah. I wrote to Subaru after my accident, and they sent me some pretty great swag. Should write a letter to BMW, you get something back.
Oh, I did that once to Apple. They sent me a charger.
See?
Hey, worth the effort?
Yeah.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. When I'm going to get a car, I joke about it with the Consumer Reports, but don't think I don't look at crash ratings for cars.
Yeah.
And I have to say that the driver's compartment, look at me. And look at that impact, you know? I mean, it was amazing to me. I'm very, very lucky, and I'm very, very happy. And you're right, the modern vehicles are
So with amazing. Safety in mind, are you even considering a classic Corvair to replace it?
A VW Beetle.
Well, those are good because when you roll them, they're easy to roll back.
Yeah, the VW Bug, which my Uncle Bill Sheehan, God rest his soul, told the same joke for 50 years, where I said, Hitler, killed a lot of people during World War II, and now he's continuing to kill people with that car.
See, that's
funny
not
man.
Funny.
Funny man, funny man.
Then did he say Hitler was good at first?
No, he never said that. That's your family good. Members.
No,
but I have to say
distant.
This. The feeling I had, after when Carla and Michael came back out, they came to an access road because they couldn't get on the highway because it was all backed up to the exit. They came on an access road that parallels the highway right next to the high school in Bonita Springs, Florida. And when I saw them, all you want to say is, "I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine." And all I said to Carla was, "I just, no matter what you're doing, you're doing it with me today. You and Michael are with me all day. I don't want to be out of your sight, and I don't want to be." Now, this
was it awkward at the waxing?
My bikini waxing?
Yes.
Yeah, it was very, very uncomfortable when that happened. You feel as though you just want to keep them close.
Yeah.
That's it. There's
Did you
no,
cry when you saw them?
I cried after... at one point when I was at the scene, just a little bit, I got a little emotional, and then I checked myself with that. But no, I didn't. I was in one piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like, I guess if the car had rolled and I'd gone a few feet further, and it might have been a different story, but I didn't. And then the only other thing I have, and I don't know if you experienced this, Rob, but I, after the show, will be going to the rental car place, and I am a little skittish about that. I think my voice even quavered a little bit when I said that.
Yeah.
I'm a little weird about what it's going to feel like when I get back behind the wheel of a car. I don't know. Did you experience that at all? Did you have a?
Yeah.
Were you a little freaked out first time you got behind the wheel after your accident?
Yeah, because that was the time when I was still commuting into D.C. So, my first ride is 40 miles in one of the most dastardly traffic patterns in the world.
Right.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And, you have to keep
Josh, how bad was yours when you got in a wreck 20 years ago?
It totaled a car. It totaled the car.
So you totaled a car.
Yeah.
That's it. Rob's so that we're in the club.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us are in the club. And,
but I'm the only one to turn it upside down.
You turned it upside down. You're the winner. You're the
clear winner
this contest. I do have that. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, where I'm a little shaky about getting behind the wheel after that, because you just, the feeling that you're not going to be able, there's nothing you can do at all to avoid what's coming right at you at a very high rate of speed.
Take some comfort in the fact, Mike, that it wasn't your fault. I mean, anyone would have been in the same situation. You were aware you of do, what was going on.
You do long after the fact.
Yeah.
After the fact. Because then, as soon as you get checked out medically, and even during the process, you're already thinking about the vehicle.
Yep.
And, you know, the most expensive car that, you know, that I've ever financed, even though it was used.
Mm-hmm.
And not the most expensive car. Sorry. I forgot about the Go-Go 80s. Sorry about that. I apologize.
How about in the podcast era?
I forgot I bought it used. Here it is. I think that you start thinking about replacements. And you remember that it was 2 weeks prior where you were sitting in a finance office and they asked you about gap insurance.
Yeah.
And you said no.
Oh,
there you
no.
go.
Oh.
We'll see. We'll see how the chips fall. It's look, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is being able to not only die, but not get badly hurt. And I feel phenomenal about that.
I have a prediction for you, Mike, is that in a few weeks, when you really start bearing down on buying another car, according to Carla, it's going to matter.
Yeah.
It will matter.
Right now, having a vehicle that protects you.
Yeah.
And wearing your seatbelt, which I do automatically. I think a lot of people do.
I am going to start right now.
It's amazing when you think about it. Do you wear yours, Josh?
Yeah, 100%.
No,
yeah,
I do
all
too.
All the time.
I do too.
That's the way it goes. So that's it. I have nothing more to add to that. If there are no questions, we can move on with the show now and continue. Do you have any further questions?
I'm wondering, how is your soreness today? Like, is it still there? Like the tension? I'm talking about tension areas, like neck and shoulders.
A little
anything?
Sore. Nothing
okay.
else.
All right.
Nothing
and did you stay ahead of it with the aspirin or the Tylenol or whatever? Did you?
Heroin.
That?
I'm on heroin right now. That's what
very
I'm
very effective.
Get through that. We have a very interesting segment on the news today because the last story will be one that will be involved in a man feeling a little remorse about his previous life. Something that I probably should discuss sometime. But we will take a break and we will return. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The latest bonus show is a blockbuster filled with naughty euphemisms, Josh's past, and peas.
There are a lot of people doing a lot of crazy shit out there.
I experienced the Leesburg three-way lamp. You put your hand upon your hip, and then they dip, we dip, you dip.
I do not think we did my pleasure back then.
I limit myself to one milkshake a month, and I don't eat the curly fries.
The fresh.
If you don't have a subscription, you're missing out. Get one now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike, as broadcasters go, you are mighty deft.
Deft. That's what I said. Or is it deft? This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon, the best tasting meal kit money can buy. And with the code TMOS, you can get up to 25 free meals. With Marley Spoon, you can choose from over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash, gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. Whether you are looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options, Marley Spoon can customize the food you want to eat. They even have an in-house registered dietitian who actually assesses every recipe. So it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy. Rob, are you loving your Marley Spoon?
Mike, let me tell you another story. When you get a Marley Spoon, the recipes come with these beautiful cards that have the instructions, so even an idiot can make them. This is a 20-minute dinner. I did this in 20 minutes. Chicken mushu wraps. Tastes like the greatest stuff from a Chinese restaurant. Made it all in my kitchen with fresh ingredients. It was delicious. I was a hero, Mike. I was a hero.
Experience the most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS and use the code TMOS for up to 25 free meals. 25. Make sure the word offer is lowercase.
Yes.
Remember, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals or click the button on our website. Easy. Make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
You play it now, Mike.
Oh, I play it. I forgot. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rob. There it is. There it is. It is time for the round table.
Round.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
For your pleasure. I'm going to change that. I'm bored with it already.
Yes, you want to bring back the Kraken?
What? No.
You want to bring back the Kraken?
No. No. How about something new? You do it. You give me something new. That'll be fun, right? Let's always keep fresh. Fresh.
All right.
Did you hear that enthusiasm?
No, I've actually got an idea already. How dare you?
What is your idea?
My idea is that you start with the news and I bring up an idea while you do the first one.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's marriage is seemingly nearing its end as the pair have allegedly hired a realtor to sell their $60 million marital home. Lopez has also reportedly hired a crisis PR team amid the potential divorce, aiming to shield herself from public backlash.
I wonder if it's the same one you hired after your accident.
They haven't called me back. Something about unpaid bills. Strains in the singer's relationship with Affleck have been attributed to her intense work schedule and their demanding careers keeping them apart. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck fueled divorce rumors after they were not photographed together in public for over 7 weeks, people.
I go 7 weeks sometimes without sending out a picture of myself. It's no big deal.
Yes, this is true. And when was the last time you and Carrie were seen in public?
Public? Gosh, I guess it would have to be January 6th.
What a day you had.
It was terrific. She still has the hat.
What a day you had. Man, oh man, I have never seen somebody sling a trash can like you did. It finally broke the window. We didn't talk about this at all, and I suppose it's all right that we didn't. Pat Sajak signed off of Wheel of Fortune on Friday evening after more than 40 years as host.
People should care, and people don't care.
They don't care. He told viewers with a slight catch in his voice that he was grateful for the incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes night after night. The half-hour episode recorded all the way back on April 5th. He did his last one. That's their schedule. Game show, good boy, schedule.
We can actually dissect the tape during the flip side today.
Okay.
So, and Mike, and now back to the news.
The news. On the fly. I love this show. The half-hour episode recorded on April 5th was largely a regular telecast of the syndicated show with a few extra touches, including Sajak's four-minute farewell, or what he described as a few parting thoughts. But it opened with a clip of Sajak's first appearance back in 1981. You know, when you think about 1981, a milestone year for me when I graduated college, and it flies. That clock on the wall, people. The show aired on NBC's daytime schedule before shifting to first-run syndication through King World Productions.
Remember, Mike, he replaced Woolery.
Chuck Woolery, that's right. He went on to host Love Connection.
Exactly, and hold his watch up like that.
We'll be back in 2 and 2. Yes, sir. I'm Chuck Woolery.
Back to the news.
Back to the news. All right, there is a movie. I don't know. You don't base a movie on a trailer, but I am telling you, I saw this trailer in the theaters, and I saw it this morning when I got this news story coming across my desk, and I will say that this movie fascinates me. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, it's a drama. It's not a comedy. She tapped into an intense emotional well while filming her new movie. It's called Tuesday, named after the movie's character, her daughter in the movie.
Yes.
She told People magazine that she had to go to a very painful place for some scenes, which was crushingly difficult. It's about a mother grappling with the impending death of her teenage daughter, played by Lola Pettigrew. And this film looks incredibly unique and moving. It's strange. It's surreal. It's got a talking macaw in it that symbolizes.
I saw the trailer about a month ago.
So heavy.
And the very least, it's intriguing. But
it gave
if they
me
can
chills.
Convey.
Maybe I reacted a little more intensely to it because
I agree.
To me. Julia Louis-Dreyfus said, I'm not going to lie, it was very challenging, and I was happy to do it, to tell the story, but it wasn't easy. I would think, you know, of course, comedy and doing. First of all, she's my favorite character on Seinfeld. I love her. That scene where she walks into the soup Nazi and pounds on the table before she gets thrown out permanently banned
for a year. Loved her in Veep, too. Loved her in Veep.
Absolutely. So I this will be top of my list. I'll be in the theater the day this opens. Good. I think it's like June 14th or something like that. I'm not sure. Okay. This week, I think it opens. So it looks amazing. And when you're staring what I was staring in the eye this weekend, all the more reason I want to run out and see.
Sure,
it looks very good. Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark, probably one of the most famous, in the blink of an eye, female professional basketball yes. players ever. She was famous in college at Iowa. She has reportedly been left off of Team USA for the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. It has only provided her extra motivation, apparently, but that's a surprise, mm-hmm. I would think, basketball fans, that she was left off the team. She was speaking to reporters on Sunday, and the Fever head coach, Christy Sides, said that Clark told her, "Hey, coach, they woke a monster," because she's that pissed off about this. So I don't know why they didn't
there must be a reason somewhere, but I can't think of a surface reason for it.
You know, in your depth of sports knowledge, wouldn't you think they'd put the best college player of all time on the Olympic team?
Well, I would say, here's what I know from the depth of sports knowledge. I don't know how common it is to watch the WNBA, but even I know who this is. You know, and so she's breaking barriers left and right. It would seem to be a really good move, not only for our team, but for her.
Yeah, she put them on the map for a while.
Yeah, I mean, overall,
she didn't need extra motivation on Friday night when she scored 30 points in 39 minutes against the Washington Mystics. That's the DC WNBA team. Her performance included a rookie record-tying 7 3-pointers. Wow. You can't fake those. That's fantastic.
No, that's real.
She has
put her on the Olympics. What's that, John?
She has not been very welcomed in the WNBA.
And
a lot of the other players have been having just issues with her, where they're hitting her hard, they're knocking her down, and not treating her like they don't like this rookie coming in as the star.
Okay, all right, which is probably a normal thing for any rookie coming into a league.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of remember a little bit of a negative backlash among some people when Tiger Woods was starting to win everything in the PGA.
Yeah,
when you just step in and all of a sudden you're the face of
and
the
game.
And
she's got some swagger, doesn't she?
Oh yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
No, she's fun, and there's a lot of everyone is giving her credit for people actually caring about women's basketball this year.
Mm-hmm. Which is true, but I can see where they get resentful of that.
Bring some anger to people who were there already.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to change. The Olympic deal is the Olympic deal, and we shall see. A healthy diet and consistent exercise may slow decline in some early-stage Alzheimer's disease patients, according to research published Friday. A healthy diet and consistent exercise may slow decline in some early-stage Alzheimer's... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kidding, of course. The study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Research and Therapy found that patients in a group who implemented intensive lifestyle changes, like eating whole foods, exercising moderately, and performing stress management techniques, saw their dementia symptoms stabilize. In the other group, patients who did not alter their habits found their thinking and memory continued to worsen. There were 51 patients with Alzheimer's disease, all between the ages of 45 and 90. Horrible, man, when you get that young. My brother-in-law's sister had it young, and that's just about as bad as it gets. They enrolled in the study between September 2018 and June of 2022. The patients were offered a vegan diet with high amounts of complex carbohydrates like fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Always those pesky fruits and vegetables, Rob.
I know. You know, I tried to eat whole foods and to improve my health, but I apparently misunderstood it because I ate a whole ham, a whole block of cheese, and a
doesn't
whole
work.
Pie.
No,
but
does not work.
But I stuck to it.
Low in processed sugars and harmful fats, but calorie intake was unrestricted if you eat the right stuff. For exercise, they walked or did some strength exercise for 30 minutes three times a week. Stress management was predominantly handled through yoga, breathing, exercise, and stretching. Clearly, intensive lifestyle changes, rather than moderate ones, seem to be required to improve cognition and function in those suffering from early stage AD. That's according to research. So there's that.
And
When you get down to it, if you live healthier, you're going to be healthier.
I usually have a little funny at the end of this, but this is just a human interest, and I thought I'd share it with you. Ray J recently went on the Shannon Sharp podcast and talked about his sex tape with Kim Kardashian. And his comments, I just had to put it in here last because his comments were interesting.
Okay.
He talked about what it would be like if there had been no tape. And here's his quote. How different would we all be? How different would this whole effing thing be? How different would this industry be? Everything would be different. I really read that quote, and I don't think he's overstating it. I think that was the beginning. That was the beginning of all of it. That was even after Paris Hilton,
right.
That was bigger. There might not be any OnlyFans, he says, and all the things like that, all the opportunities like that. Probably more people would go to college. He's probably right. I swear to God, I think he's probably right. Here's more of the quote. Are we part of the cure? Or are we a part of the disease, he asked. I don't know. All I know is I'm trying to make it right. So there is a tremendous amount of remorse for doing what he did.
I love the fact that he is remorseful, but I think we were headed in that direction anyway. I don't think that that's... Did he really light the fuse? I don't know.
I look at it as a moment where not everybody... But I believe in pop culture, collectively,
right.
We lost any sense of shame in our pop culture. And
let me
tell you what he said. Shannon Sharp asked Ray J if he's embarrassed today by the tape, which even though he had a minorly successful singing career before its release, maybe his most notable work. In an uncharacteristically earnest response, he says, yes. He is embarrassed, mostly for his children. So there's that. And I think that's interesting. The reason I put this in here, because I think stuff like that needs to be out there as well.
I agree.
When we're trying to mold minds. And when you think of that, it was, we went from that would be something that no one would want out there to something that
was
launched a career. Mm-hmm. Kanye West, didn't he buy up all the tapes
of
that after the fact?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what started their thing together. It was really, really strange to me. It really was. And so think about that. And, I just you wouldn't expect a take on it like that.
No,
you would think there would be still a little more swagger. And did you ever watch it? Did you ever see the tape?
I never saw that one.
I've seen the tape. Josh, have you seen the tape?
I have not.
Oh, I'm with two choir boys, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I very much
O'Mara right here. Yes,
no choir boy here. No choir boy. I love the Paris Hilton tape. I liked that one, but I just never got my way to the Ray J one.
That now I know because Rob, it's because it's a mixed tape. That's why. That's why he doesn't.
Now, Mike, that is not true.
Well,
that is not true.
Anyway, it's time to take a break.
Don't diminish my golden goddess.
Sorry about that. Something new online for all of you, and I'd love to chat about it when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I think we have one or two card packs left, ladies and gentlemen.
Look out!
So go get them. We'd appreciate you doing that, everybody. We'll be right back.
Funny you should say.
The playing cards, the amazing Mike O'Mara Show playing cards. They're limited edition with the faces of me and Rob on every card and a gorgeous custom box. The Don't Get Happy Society special cards are custom designed by Julia Spiewak, based on an idea of Robert W. Spiewak III, noted card shark. These are premium quality, casino grade, Rob Spiewak approved decks. Each deck includes two jokers, and these make an ideal gift for listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, card game enthusiasts, or anyone who loves unique collectibles. Strictly a limited edition. Buy one for yourself and a few for your friends. Supplies are extremely limited, so act fast and analyze Mike's old man signature. Order now and make
Mike,
every
I've
game
seen
night.
I've seen some captures on social media of your signature.
Yeah.
Those were done immediately following the accident, right?
Yes, as my hand was still shaking. No, This is a tough.
It's a tough spot.
One.
Yeah.
Well, I also didn't want to put it on top of the beautiful logo designed by your daughter, and I didn't want to write on any of the individual cards because that wouldn't be any fun.
No, then you'd be accused of playing with marked cards.
There you go, and you can't really use them that way.
Yeah.
All right.
I think, Mike, you're a fighter.
I'm a fighter. But they're wonderful, so check
I love them. It's the best deck of cards in the house.
All right, so I don't know who said to me that it's probably, you might have said it a couple of times, Rob, that we need to, I need to in particular, get a new publicity photo. Because
yes.
The one I have, how old is the is my publicity photo that I that we still
use? It goes back to probably 2007? Is that about right? Yeah, about 7 or 8.
So I thought online that I would utilize modern tech and really enjoy myself by going out and grabbing a new photo. And when this came across, that the idea, and I don't know if you can grab it from Facebook, Josh,
I got it right
and put
here.
It up for everybody to see. They said, here's the process. They said, enhance your selfies with a headshot, and they said AI will do that. Why are you chuckling already? Why are you chuckling?
It's funny, we were just talking about Ray J, so I thought the headshot is a natural transition.
So here's the process.
Look at you.
I submit because I'm older now, and I wanted something to reflect that, and I also wanted something to reflect the weight loss. And what I am asked to do is submit 10 photos. They don't have to be other headshots, but they have to be recent photos.
Yeah.
And they can be, and they can't be blurry, and they can't have other people. So I cropped a lot of photos because most of mine had my son or my wife in them.
Yeah.
And then they light it, and they do a different job. And this
the
is the end result.
It's amazing. The last time I did something like this, do you remember when we submitted our pictures and it turned us into like models from the 1990s? And there was one with me with like a really groovy haircut holding a skateboard and stuff.
Right.
And they looked so real. Even, you know, this is probably about a year ago. I sent one to Carrie. She says, why are you sending me this? Don't send me this. Stop this. She didn't like it. But this, you're using AI for good. You look dynamite. Although I don't think your beard is exactly right. There's a little cleft in your beard.
Yeah, that's my beard.
That's my
I didn't change the beard, but thank you.
And you saved at least $200 on a suit.
Yeah, okay. You know what he's doing, Josh? Well, he is just like the fanboys. He is just like the effing fanboys online that just pick it apart like
details. What do you expect me to do? Come in and talk you about how beautiful
you're
you are?
Such a
you do look beautiful.
No,
but
I don't
when I saw it, you know what?
Hate you, Rob.
No, you don't. Yes, the face, don't demean me. The face. When I saw it, I said, that face, that's Mike. But I saw this. The only reason I knew it was AI is because of the suit.
That's part of the fun.
Well, it was fun, but I mean, if anyone was fooled, do you think you fooled anybody?
I didn't think that word's necessary to say fooled.
I'm not calling you a fool.
No, I'm fooled. Like, I'm duping people. You're the grifter.
I think you see photos.
That was totally
like
irrational, by the way. I have no evidence to back that up. Yeah.
You see photos like this all over LinkedIn.
Because they're business photos.
Yeah, and before
right?
coming here, I was a sales manager, and I had some of my sales guys send me AI-created photos for their, for the website and stuff, and yours looks a lot better. I've seen some that look really, really bad, and I'm like, this doesn't
look like
the person.
Josh wasn't fooled. He wasn't fooled, Mike.
Shut up, Rob.
God,
I am wondering what would happen if you submitted 5 photos of you and 5 photos of Rob.
I think Rob should do it.
If it would blend it all together.
Oh, you mean like an amalgam of our two faces?
Exactly.
Mike, that would be great. It would be like if we had a baby.
That would be. I that scares me. The idea of
Mike, that would
I'm
fool
trying
a
to
lot
find
of people.
It.
But
I'm
no, I think it's a
Trip Affleck said he was fooled.
Going out and getting a professional headshot photo is expensive. To get one that looks good, So yeah, the fact and you that know they what? Can do it in AI and it's perfectly passable.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's one where if this is your headshot and then someone comes in to meet you at a business meeting, they obviously know it's you. It's that, yeah, nice and clear. It doesn't look like it's not.
I'm trying to find ones to show.
Like Josh, ones I have that a were. Bunch.
I have different ones.
Oh, you do?
Two.
Like a casual one, like a business casual, Mike?
Yep.
I would love to see one of you with a tennis racket. Do you have
I'm
that?
I'm trying to find them. God damn it. I'm sorry. I should have prepared. I didn't come to rehearsal today. My sincere apologies.
You can't fool us if you don't have the pictures ready, Mike.
I know. What about the pictures I was going to see? You know what? You bastards. You know,
Mike?
I don't remember the name of the company, so I'm just putting pictures.
Fool.com.
Headshots.
I think, Mike.
I hate him so much right now. I really do.
I think, hold off. We'll find the pictures and we'll put them up at Mike O'Mara's show.
No, we won't. Yeah, no, we won't.
We're not going to put them on social media?
No, we won't, Idea Man. No, we'll do them on the show right here. I'll send you, and I'm going to pick the ones that I.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Okay.
Insta. I got it. All right, Josh.
What's the name
of
the company?
I don't know, Rob. I don't know. I haven't. I don't remember. Oh,
you
God!
You don't get so keyed up.
God. Yeah, this is the real Rob here. We're getting.
Hi, I'm Mike. Yeah. Here, here's some pictures of me.
All right, hold on a second. That's not what I want.
Right. I was just playing tennis at the club, and here's a photo of me. Oh, are you here to play pickleball, too?
What? I hate the internet.
No, you don't. Mike, the internet makes our life possible. Come on. Come on. Intronet. The World Wide Web is great.
I'll send them to Josh. I'll send them to Josh. All right. And then we can maybe talk about it. But let me. God, what's wrong with me?
Well, all right. how did you expect us to embrace them?
I'm going to select the individuals. We're going to go a little long here, so bear with me.
I know we have it.
Right, I'm going to handpick the ones that I want to send to the other one that I liked. Okay.
You know, it'd be nice, Mike, if we could use that picture of you in a suit with a bookcase behind you, like they used to do at Olin Mills.
Well, what's popular I've seen with the headshots on LinkedIn is it's the guy leaning on a bar.
You know, that would
like
be
he's
great
there for a casual meeting.
Yeah,
meeting. That's the first one today. I like that. All right.
Or Mike at the pickleball court.
Josh, is it easier for me to send these to you with email or with
text? It doesn't
matter. Text? Okay.
All right. Mike, what about that picture of you with the black suit in front of your wrecked car? Hi, I've had a bad day, but look how wonderful I look.
All right, hold on.
These are, right now, Mike, these pictures are zooming overhead through the magic of the internet, and they're going to land
in Josh's
house.
I'm such a stupid hump right
Why?
Now. Why? No. I'm going to do it this way. Here's one. That's how I'm doing it.
Is that
I'm
Frank Morgan?
Technology.
Oh, you got to zoom in, I think. Okay. I think you seem happier in that one. Yeah, that's good. That's very similar to the other one, but it's a closer shot.
It's a closer shot.
And I think the lighting is probably better than the image is conveying because we're using a picture of a computer screen.
I'm done. We're not doing the headshots anymore. We're doing it. Fooled you once, fooled you twice.
Shame on me.
Shame on me.
Shame on me. I won't be fooled again. That's what it is, you know.
And, you know, so let's review if we can for this
segment.
Okay,
stop the music.
Not only, no, you can know. You don't need to stop the tape.
Okay.
What we learned is, I can be easily mocked on any variety of subjects, and I still have an old man's incapability of pushing buttons. Yes, if
Hi,
I wasn't
I'm Mike.
Self-conscious before.
I know you have a reservation for four right this way.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back. God. Oh, sorry. All right.
We'll do a spot and it'll be okay.
Look at me. Thanks to DermGlowSkin.com, I've lost over 80 pounds and I've never felt better. And now it's cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices and faster shipping. DermGlowSkin.com offers medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide delivered straight to your door. It's the real deal and no insurance is needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. Lose 15 to 26% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. Just go to DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, take the quiz, and qualify. Real results, real fast, and lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. And now ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you on your health journey. DermGlowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll try to put. I think there will be three that I like, and I'll have another one tomorrow that I will put on the show. Not
and
online,
if you think of it, Mike, do tell me the company. I'll do it. I'd like to see what it does. With
I don't
me.
Want you doing it. I don't. If you want to do it, I'll pay for it. If you really want to do it, I'll pay for it.
That's
it costs
great,
money. It's not free.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I've paid before.
Yeah, so you're intrigued, I see. Huh?
Well, I'm really intrigued with Josh's idea of submitting our faces together and seeing how it marries our faces.
Like really putting the... I think that might be worth an experiment.
Yeah.
Where we like five of me and like one of me, one of you, one of me, one of you, one of me, one of you. I've already put mine in there. So this probably will be easy for us to do.
So but, if I just send you 10 pictures of me and then you open it and it's like the worst text of your entire life.
I'm also thinking merch. We can go
Don't
with
get
this
happy.
For everything.
That would be a great like concert t-shirt.
Who did that? Did you do that?
Yeah, I did it just sitting here.
This man. Is fast on
Can
his
you
feet.
Bring that up
every,
again, Josh? What is
every bit
behind
of
the word mic? What is that like a something? Is there a bowl there?
I don't know. It's a guy's finger. I don't know. I didn't.
Isn't he terrible? Isn't he the way he does that? Enough. The way he looks at the very back? His eye line with his ADD goes directly to the very back of the photo.
Nice that's deflection,
it.
Mike.
That's the way he does that. Deflection what? Of my fake photo, Rob?
Yeah, of your concert t-shirt. That would have to be printed on a black cotton t-shirt right. and sold in a parking lot at the Capitol Center.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Oh, my God. Hey, I got to get this in before I forget.
Please.
All right. I am the father of a 29-year-old yesterday, Catherine. Catherine, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I love you. And Catherine was surprised by her sister and my ex flying out to Los Angeles. And I was so happy to hear that she got the surprise. And she's wonderful. I love her. I miss her. It's been too long.
Yeah, you haven't seen her in a long time, huh?
Well, she discovered, the real world all of a sudden where, it's taken 29 years, but she's discovered the real world. And she's out slaying the dragon, enjoying, hustling and making some moolah out there. That's what
she's
doing.
I can remember
right
you calling into the show when she was born. It seems like a it's yesterday, crazy. And it seems like a million years ago, like a yesterday.
I know. I mean, she's wonderful.
How proud are you of her that she is really making it out in Los Angeles?
I'm very happy. I do. The West Coast thing, I had a run of three Thanksgivings in a row where I had everybody under the same roof. And it motivated me. I'd like to get out there to L.A. and see her. So if I do a week
if
of shows
If you do,
from,
definitely
LA
bring those headshots
future,
because I know that the agents are always looking for talent.
I hate you. I really do.
Where's
really...
Dad today? He's outside of the Chinese theater handing out pictures.
Sorry for the quick break, but we do have to take another quick break. Am I right? We have to take a quick break, Rob.
It would be almost perfect to take a quick break because we got to talk about Pat and Vanna.
Okay. And we'll talk about it. I'm not talking about Pat and Vanna. But we will take a break.
You will talk about Pat and Vanna.
Yes. I'm at a loss for words right now.
Don't be.
He's got me discombobulated. He does. There's nothing I can do about it. I am awkward, but that's why I love him. Anyway, we'll take a break. Be right back. In a world filled with distractions, finding focus can feel like an impossible task. I have it right here. I love it when I get a chance to shake it.
Oh, it's great.
And have it on the show. This is Magic Mind, and got me a bunch of them in the refrigerator right now. I'll read the bottle. It says Mental Performance Elixir, Subtly Sweet for a Sharper Mind, Lower Stress, and Better Energy.
Mike is taking his
I
now.
I love this stuff. It's so good.
I take it every morning. And it is delicious. It tastes like a gingery grapefruit juice. And the effect is almost immediate. And it's just, it's one swallow. It's one swallow. Keep it in the
Magic
fridge.
Mind is what we're talking about. And the mental performance shot. It's revolutionizing productivity with mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, and essential vitamins. Magic Mind helps you stay focused, clear, and productive while reducing stress. What sets Magic Mind apart? It's backed by over 200 scientific studies, and it was developed over 10 years. Magic Mind, crafted with precision and care, with organic ingredients, time-released caffeine, and stress-reducing herbs, it's the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, with a risk-free guarantee, it's never been easier to experience the magic for yourself. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind. Right now, there is a limited-time offer that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. Everybody. Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Wow.
You read all your commercials. We do the flip side. You can all go home. It's good stuff.
All right, take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Let's start, as we did mention earlier, the farewell of Pat Sajak from the Wheel of Fortune program, which I remember when Barker left The Price is Right, and he's sort of in the Barker territory for the amount of time he did it. He's not as good as Bob Barker, but he kept those ratings up for a long time. It got less press than I thought it would. But here is, he started his farewell on Friday's show by thanking his family, Yawn, and his daughters, Yawn, and all that stuff. But then it gets to Vanna. And here's how he closes it. And also, I think the best thing about this is the tape that they go to right after he does his solemn farewell, because this is from Wheel of Fortune's social feed, okay?
Finally, to my professional other half, dear Vanna, like me, she takes the show very seriously, but not herself. I shudder to think what these 40-plus years might have been like had they brought someone in all full of themselves playing the prima donna role. Vanna is as sweet and unassuming as she seems. We've seen a lot of changes in each other's lives over the years, but we've always been there for each other. I want to thank her for her lovely goodbye on yesterday's show. And while I very much miss working with her, I take solace in the fact that we live about 5 miles apart, so we'll see plenty of each other. But I will miss our nightly closes and her laughter and her good nature. She's a very special woman. And I know you're all pleased to know that she'll be back next season. And by the way, you'll still see plenty of me for the next few months. That's right, summer reruns. So the jokes will be the same, but I'd appreciate it if you'd laugh again anyway. That's it. Thank you all so very much, and goodbye.
The fun never stops at Wheel.
Subscribe here to watch more spin-credible videos.
The fun never stops.
They're awkward that way, aren't they?
They're the
really,
worst.
Really,
really
awkward that way. Look, I have...
you have a good relationship with that show.
I've met him twice, I think.
Yes.
He's a Marylander, and so he's a Caps fan. And I think I may have said hello to him one time when I was with Sergeant John Harris of the Fairfax County Motor Squad, and I had a few adult beverages with Ralph Rice. I think there was a group of my motorcycle buddies that I may have had a few adult beverages when I said hi to Pat, and he may have picked up on that. I'm not sure.
I think the
hi Pat.
I think the second time you met him is he was following you after you were leaving a restroom.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is true. This is the same trip where I made a noise, right? Is that what it is? Is that what you're referring to?
And then Pat went to the restroom after you.
Boom!
So anyway.
Wasn't a firecracker. It was my yes. It was my yes.
Pat referred to Vanna's Thursday night farewell. So let's take a peek at that.
I'd like to see that. I love farewells. I think they're sweet.
Not as good at reading as Pat.
Okay.
But I thought Pat did a good job reading. I thought it was okay. But here's Vanna.
He wrote it probably.
Favorite. We've watched our children grow up together. We've traveled all over the world.
We've made love.
We've eaten hundreds of meals together. We've laughed. We've cried. We've celebrated. Oh, gosh. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had. And I've enjoyed every minute of it with you. As this chapter of our lives is coming to an end, I know you'll still be close by. You're like a brother to me, and I consider you a true lifelong friend who I will always adore. I love you, Pat.
Oh, my. That's beautiful.
Her head really is big. Merv Griffin once said that people on TV should have big heads, and her head is massive.
And Josh, I think it's important to point out that every time I have ended a relationship with a professional partner, it is ended the exact same way.
It is a 2-day farewell. And but Mike, you always go one up in the gift bag.
But a pre-recorded video all the time.
Yeah, with no audience.
Yes,
we recorded our farewell from WJFK.
Had to.
We had to because of me. They wanted me to do a live week. I told them to pound sand. That's it. Because I'm petty that way.
So, Mike,
you remember, you're a historian. You remember these things better than I do.
Yeah,
we recorded it because I didn't want it to, you know.
Well, also, we had nothing more to say. And also, they were okay because they didn't want us to say anything that shouldn't be said.
Right.
So what happened is we recorded it. Then we did like 3 weeks of best of. And then we ran it. And then KCJJ carried the show for an additional 4 weeks of best of, because that was what they held to by contract. And then KCJJ was the first one to pick us up. It was an opening
long
segment.
Thank you, KCJJ.
Segment.
Steve Bridges, all the great people of Iowa. Thank you.
I think I think the opening segment was like 58 minutes, and then we just filled with best of. And Beth Ann did a great job. So let's, Mike, now that Vanna and Pat are free for the summer, maybe they can go to the rodeo. Have you ever been to a rodeo?
Vanna's not free. Doing the show.
No, she got the summer off, though.
Oh,
she does
the
have
summer
the summer off.
That's right. Okay.
Mike, if you want to go to the rodeo, maybe not in Oregon, because this is great. This is a bull that is being... being chased around the arena. And
this is an amazing look. This is a good video day. You get to see my car wreck car. You get to see this bull. This video, they ran it on the local Fox affiliate down
there. Everybody had it.
Everybody's got this video. But if you haven't seen it, I don't mind running it again. It's spectacular.
That has done PA in arenas, and I think you have too.
Mm-hmm.
This DJ that's running the thing before the bull does his thing is doing something I hate. They're playing Proud to Be an American and then turning down the music at certain points so the crowd
can sing
along. Yeah. Yeah. So I left the audio in. And then
But here's the interesting thing about the audio.
Okay.
You will notice that the moment that he said, and I'd gladly stand up.
Yep.
That's when the bull jumps.
Yeah. Let's take a peek.
Because the flag still stands for freedom.
You don't think a bull can get that kind of vertical lift.
Oh, bull.
Three people were injured. No one was killed.
And it was like an access point, right, to the bleachers?
Yeah.
So the bull, like, all of a sudden the bull was just outside where the concessions were.
Right.
And man, oh, man, where did that happen?
It's like he's eyeing that on every loop around, planning his escape.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He did that.
You know, I am proud to be an American. In America, you can do drive-through animal. I've got some animal tapes here, actually, just by coincidence.
Okay.
If you ever have, Michael's a little older now, but when he was younger,
Can I interrupt real
quick?
Yes,
of course.
All right.
Of course.
Let me. Oh, did I just kill myself here? Did I?
No,
did
I got
did
you.
I just kill the video.
You're good. Right, you're good.
You're good.
All right. There we go. Okay. Hi. All right. Let me show you this. This
what
came to me real quick. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been really out of sorts today. I'll be honest with you. I'm still a little shaky.
One car wreck.
That's why I lost my...
It's a podcast. We can go as long as you want.
Thank you. Hi, Mike and Rob. I've been listening to you guys in Sacramento since 1995 when I stumbled across the Don and Mike show on my yellow Walkman radio while I was in a customer's backyard painting their house. Mm-hmm. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was immediately hooked and have listened to you ever since. I never met you in person, but I did attend the live show at the Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento.
Wow.
That was where I got to experience Dennis Murphy. We were just doing a Dennis. That's
Hello,
why I thought of it. Hello, Bull. Recently, Mike, you mentioned that Michael was selected to go to a camp that will include forensics. Yeah, he's going to a Pathways to STEM at the University of Miami. I actually supervised the forensics unit for the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office. So I was thrilled to hear that Michael will get an introduction to forensics. In my unit, we primarily focus on latent fingerprints, DNA, and other trace evidence, so I look forward to hearing about Michael's experience at the camp and what type of forensics he gets exposed to. I have included some items from the sheriff's office for Michael. My favorite being the challenge coin.
Oh, that's cool. Right, I know you love those.
But this is for Michael, not me. This is for
yeah,
him.
But I know. But I know you love them anyway.
The challenge coin right here, and from the crime scene unit. I hope he enjoys them. What else do we have in here? We have a SSO forensics bracelet that he will love. This is fantastic. Oh, you know what? Another challenge coin right here.
Oh, one for Papa.
Sheriff's Office of Sacramento, California. And then we've got the patch right here. Sacramento County Sheriff right there. These
Excellent.
Are beautiful.
That is and, very cool and very thoughtful.
Keep up the great work. Your show continues to be great, and I look forward to listening to it every day when I sip on my liquid IV while rubbing Mad Rabbit on my arm, even though I don't have any tattoos. That's
hey,
funny.
It never hurts.
Dreaming about the luscious hair I'll soon have thanks to Nutrafol, and looking forward to going home to get hammered on Naked Wines while spraying Pesty around the perimeter of my home. Oh, this great guy.
What
if I may,
client.
I have one request. Is there any chance of Rob doing the Sacramento dance on camera? Take care and keep up the funny, David Olson. Can
I'll
you do
the Sacramento dance, you know what, on the bonus show this week.
All right, the bonus show, Rob will dance for Sacramento. So
I will.
There it is.
I will. Right, I haven't done it in years.
Oh, here's the notebook, too. Thank you. A little, who's at fault here? All right. Go ahead.
Mike, Rob. When you take a child to the drive-thru safari, don't let him get too close to the giraffe.
You want to feed the giraffe? Feed him. Look, feed him. Come here.
So she's feeding the giraffe, forcing the kid to feed the giraffe.
Oh, look. Oh,
and then the giraffe goes in and picks the child up.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And also, let's, Mike, one more time, because you can see.
You want to feed the giraffe?
That in the drive-through giraffe, whatever
him.
It is.
Look, feed
they're just
him.
Sitting
here.
In the back. Of a pickup truck with a bed liner. They're not leaning out
look.
Of the car. So don't, and also never talk to your child in that tone of voice.
Goes from being cute to a monster in the blink of an eye.
Speaking of monsters, you know what? My hat's off to the cops that are out there on the highways and byways. When they pull over someone looking for drugs, sometimes they don't find drugs, Mike.
Okay.
Rattlesnake in here? What the f***, dude? You kidding me?
Did
There's
you not
a
tell
f***ing
him?
Live rattlesnake in this bin.
No, it's like one of those like Rubbermaid bins.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it with Mike. Show it again. I want to see it one more time.
So the cop is just looking for drugs in the car, and he opens the bin. To the back seat. Nothing in the front. So now he moves to the back. What's in here?
Yo, you got a rattlesnake in here?
God.
What the f***, dude? You kidding me? There's a f***ing live
man.
Rattlesnake in this bin.
You know, I have a soft spot for the first responders today anyway, and man, those people, you never quite know, do you?
But they always ask. God. They ask, do you have a weapon, anything I need to be worried about?
Yeah, they do.
Before searching, and the guy didn't bring it up.
The guy just decided he'd leave it back there in the Tupperware. Jeez.
Were you asked if you had a snake at the accident?
No. I was just asked if I was having any pain about 500 times.
Mike, let's close with this. This is a little different. You've always accused me of being dark, having a dark sense of humor and a dark way of looking at things. Mm-hmm. I found this very entertaining. This is from a YouTube influencer named Adam K. And his deal is, he raps, but he doesn't really rap. He just sort of tells a story with music behind it. And this is the story of when his aunt invited everyone to Thanksgiving, but she died before they ate.
My aunt invited everyone for Thanksgiving dinner. We said, okay, and my aunt makes the bold creative decision on Thanksgiving morning with all of our family there to do this thing called dying. And we had a body, called a nurse in. The nurse said, yep, she's dead. She gave us a number to call. We called, they said, we'll come in a bit. But we can't be quick, so we tried to figure out, should we celebrate the holiday and eat a big dinner? Well, we brought the food, so the answer was yes. We made some pies, and all the while, my aunt was in the bedroom experiencing rigor mortis.
That's, so that's what happened at
that's not dark at all, Rob. That's no, not dark
I,
at all.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah, it's a weird ending to a show. Glad to be alive, boys. Thanks so much.
Glad you are alive, Mike.
Thank you. Lots of good things. Don't forget, get your cards. We appreciate them. Buy some. There's some left. And we'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And are we getting the author tomorrow or the day after or the day
Thursday.
After that?
Thursday.
Thursday got a great, for you history buffs, you might want to stay tuned for the show on Thursday. We have an author that's written a book about World War II, specifically the attack on Pearl Harbor, that you're going to be fascinated by. I know I am. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Glad to be alive.
So long, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
You lost again.
Cotton nail bath tissue.